NKVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the third day of June for 2019. Well, firefighters in both Amador and Calaveras County kept busy early yesterday. Just before 10 o'clock, fire crews from Jackson Valley, Ione, and Cal Fire were dispatched to a vegetation fire off of Grapevine Gulch in the Jackson Valley Comanche area. When crews arrived on scene, half acre of grass was burning at a slow rate of spread near a couple of structures. Crews were able to keep the fire down to 1.5 acres, and no structures were lost. That fire is under investigation. And then, just after 10:30, a fire broke out along Highway 4 and Milton Road. Fire crews reported about 20 acres when they first arrived. Firefighters were successfully able to contain the fire to 40 acres just after 11 o'clock. Again, no structures were damaged in that fire. According to CAL FIRE, air resources and ground crews helped battle the blaze. What ignited that fire also under investigation. Crews were on scene for both about 2 hours. And then a little later on in the day, Amador County resources were called to a reported vegetation fire off of Liberty Road near Mackville Road. CAL FIRE reports that fire burned about 5 acres of grass.
Well, residents along Fortress Court are under a boil water alert today. Amador Water Agency crews called out yesterday to repair a water line serving the area, and repairs were completed just before 6 last night. Now, the agency began flushing the lines and taking water quality samples. Residents are asked to boil any water you wish to consume or use bottled water until water quality samples come back clear from the lab. Now, that should be coming back Tuesday morning, tomorrow. The chances of water contamination are remote, and in most cases, issuing a boil water notice is a precautionary measure. Now, once the water system is fully charged and back online, you may experience air in the lines, discolored, or cloudy water. This is normal. Open your taps and flush the line. You can reach customer service at 223-3018 for more information.
And Pacific Gas and Electric is holding an open house in Angels Camp this evening. They'll be sharing information about their community wildfire safety program, which will include the public safety power shutoff program. Also, they'll talk about accelerated safety inspections of their electric infrastructure and enhanced vegetation management around power lines. BG&E is inviting customers to participate by dropping in any time between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. tonight. That's 6 to 8 tonight. The open house meeting will be held in the Frogateria at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds. For more details, visit pgne.com/wildfiresafety.
And local amateur veteran organizations hosting a community blood drive today to meet the community's need for blood and blood products. The blood drive runs 10:30 this morning to 5:30 in the evening at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Walk-ins are welcome. Now, as a thank you, donors receive a promo code for a $10 voucher for either Fandango or Chipotle. Whole blood donors must be at least 16 years of age, weigh a minimum 110 pounds, be in good general health, and bring a photo ID. Now, other donation types have specific eligibility criteria. The drive is sponsored by VFW 8254, DAV 118, and the American Legion 108.
And you can ride the rails in Amador County this coming weekend. The Amador Central Railroad will be running speeder cars from Lanes Station to the Sunnybrook Turnaround. A speeder is a maintenance vehicle formerly used on railroads around the world by track inspectors and work crews. Rides will be offered this Saturday, June 8th, and every second Saturday of each month through November, weather permitting. Ticket sales begin at 9:15 at Lane Station, which is located on Highway 104, just south of Ione. Just follow the signs. Tickets are $10 per person. Children must be at least 5 years of age or older. You'll board for an excursion departing at either 10, noon, or 2. And tickets are on a first-come, first-served basis. For more details, you can visit amadorcentral.com.
And Volcano Theater Company holding open auditions for Life and Beth by Alan Ayckbourn and directed by Jim Estes. They're looking for three men, three women, age 20 to 60-ish. Now, the audition dates, Sundays, the June 2nd, which was already passed, but will be held again June 9th. So, holding another audition on the 9th at 4 p.m., as well as today. So, if you can get there by 7 p.m. today to the Cobblestone Theater in Volcano, audition today, and then again on June 9th. Now, the performance dates will be held September 13th through October 13th. Life in Beth is sponsored by Pioneer Inn and Suites.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.